Well, are you feeling like you're getting only half the story surrounding the Gulf Coast oil spill? So do some journalists in the Gulf to cover it. Associated Press correspondent Tamara Lush joining us live to talk about how some in the media have been yelled at and threatened and such. And Tamara, you've put together quite a list of incidents. What have you found out?
Well, good morning. We found out several things just recently, and this is since Admiral Thad Allen actually sent a letter out to the media and to BP and to the federal government saying that we can have more access, that media can have more access, and that we should have more access. Since then, sheriff's deputies threatened one of our Associated Press photographers for arrest with criminal trespassing after he tried to speak with BP employees. He was taking pictures of cleanup workers. An AP reporter the next day was on a boat off the Louisiana coast, and when someone from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, they said they were from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, they ordered our reporter to leave the area, and he refused to give identification. CNN network news crews later on were told by a bird rescue worker that he had signed a contract with BP stating that he wouldn't talk to the media.
And Tamara,
among other things,
is there, for instance, you mentioned a sheriff who had threatened a reporter. I mean, can we always make a direct line between this authority figure, if you will, and BP? It seems, you know, like perhaps it could be one law enforcement individual who's overstressed or what have you. Or are we thinking that it's at the orders of BP and perhaps government officials that they're making these actions against the media?
Well, I certainly think that people who are contractors for BP probably do have contact with BP or with the contractors working for BP, and they probably are signing things or making agreements not to speak with the media. As far as local officials, it seems more like they're doing what they think is the right thing or what they think they were told to do, when really the Coast Guard, Admiral Allen, has said that we can have access. I think there's just an overall sort of breakdown in communication, which, to be sure, could happen in a catastrophe this large covering this much area. But it does appear that the word is not getting out that it's okay to be on, for instance, public beaches.
And you've talked about some instances involving land, but there are some aerial issues as well, as far as the coverage and what BP wants to be seen and what they don't.
Yes, the Federal Aviation Administration wants to keep flights from flying under 3,000 feet near the rig site. And we understand, you know, all journalists, of course, we understand that it's a safety reason, but it appears that there's still barriers to flying under 3,000 feet. Even we're supposed to get special permission, but apparently there's still some issues there that haven't been worked out, which is troubling.
So there's been a lot of information, Tamara, that's been released in these past 8 weeks or so. So let me pose to you the question I posed at the start here. Are we getting just a portion of what this story is really all about?
I think we're probably getting a very good portion, a good solid 80% to 90%, but it is troubling always when, if we can't get on public land and see especially the cleanup and find out what is going on. I don't think any journalist, at least at the AP, expects that everybody needs to talk to us or should be forced to talk to us. It certainly should be people's decision if they're cleanup workers whether or not they would like to speak with us, certainly. But especially for photographers, I think it's very important to see the action going on as it happens. We're not putting anyone in danger by being on a public beach watching, you know, cleanup crews. Certainly, we don't want to impede efforts, but we would like to get the story.
Thank you very much. Associated Press correspondent Tamara Lush joining us live this morning. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.